From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The U.S. says the Iran invitation to the Syria peace talks must be rescinded unless Tehran publicly states support for the 2012 agreement on the Syria transition government. Earlier today, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon invited Iran to the first day of peace talks in the Swiss city of Montreux on Monday. Ban says the invitation is a first step toward peace in the country.
The conference is our long-awaited chance to end the violence and begin putting the country back together.
Ban says Iran has agreed to its action plan that calls for a Syrian-led political process leading to a transition that meets the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people. The coalition and Syrian delegations will meet face-to-face in Geneva for 2 days starting Wednesday. U.S. and Afghan officials are presenting competing narratives of a military operation north of Kabul that resulted in civilian casualties. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
U.S. military officials say that at the request of the local government, Afghan special forces led an operation to retake Taliban-held territory in Parwan province. Militants hiding in houses ambushed the Afghan forces and U.S. advisors, killing one Afghan and one American. An Afghan commander called for U.S. air support. American officials say the aerial gunfire killed a number of militants and also two children who were in one of the houses from which the militants were firing. President Karzai characterized the incident as the bombing of a residential area and says he will not sign a security agreement with the U.S. until it ceases all operations targeting Afghan homes. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
The Colby Fire in the community of Glendora, California, east of Los Angeles, is now 78% contained. Six homes have been destroyed and five damaged. Matt Gillum of member station KVCR reports.
Light winds and increased humidity are assisting firefighters as they continue to strengthen existing containment lines on the Colby Fire. Nathan Judy, the fire information officer for the Angeles National Forest, says the primary focus now is putting out lingering hotspots.
What we're doing is mopping up the areas that have any kind of flare-ups or smoke, smoldering debris within the burned area itself, and working on completing the hand line and the dozer line that we need to put around this fire to call it completely fully contained.
Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s are forecasted for the region over the next several days. Three suspects are facing federal charges for unintentionally starting the fire Thursday morning when a campfire got out of control. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in San Bernardino.
State officials say they're convinced a Nevada marina where an estimated 100,000 fish died poses no danger to humans or animals. Though testing is incomplete, environmental and wildlife officials say there's been no sign of any contamination. This is NPR. The Seattle Seahawks are battling it out with the San Francisco 49ers for the NFC title. Right now, the 49ers are leading the Seahawks 17-13 in the third quarter. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos have advanced to Super Bowl 48. They beat the New England Patriots 26-16 in a game that never felt close at all. WBUR's Karen Given was there.
It was billed as a defining matchup between two of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, but it turned out to be not much of a contest at all. Tom Brady and the Patriots' offense struggled at Denver's Sports Authority Field, and Peyton Manning and the Broncos won by double digits. Always the perfectionist, Manning wasn't entirely satisfied.
It would have been nice to have scored more touchdowns as opposed to field goals, but it was certainly enough to win.
Manning will try for his second Super Bowl ring in New York in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Karen Given in Denver.
The winning streak is over for Serena Williams. She's been ousted in the fourth round of the Australian Open. The top seed suffered her first loss since August, falling to number 14, Anna Ivanovic. The five-time Australian Open champ had won her last 25 matches. The head of the American Postal Workers Union says a deal between the U.S. Postal Service and Staples is a direct assault on their jobs. The Postal Services is opening retail centers in dozens of Staples stores around the country. They say it's a pilot program aimed at serving customers and driving up demand, but labor officials are criticizing the move because the outlets are staffed by Staples employees, not unionized postal workers. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.